Do you want to feel happier? Do you want to feel more radiant and more alive? Or to go beyond alive and truly feel like you are thriving? That's what I'm here for. Helping you find that best you that you know is in there. It is. And you can start accessing that you today. It's possible. If you're ready for a shortcut to just that, let's work together. Reach out and let's work one-on-one to transform you and your life into happy, into thriving. Reach out to me and book a quick call. It's in the show notes, and let's get you there. Are you really committed and ready? Then let's do it. Personally, I'm the happiest I've ever been thanks to all the practices that I've made a part of my life. You can be too. It is here for you, I promise. You can also access my course, The Youthfulness Hack, which is all about feeling good and getting radiant and all the things I do concentrated in one spot. Go there today and use code AMY15 for 15% off right now, only for listeners of this show. And if you are truly ready to have accountability and live happy, book a call with me today. The world needs your best. You deserve your best. Hello, and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards. I'm so excited that you're here because we're all about learning new things, bettering our life all the time, and opening up our consciousness in every single way, which is precisely what we're doing today. And I'm excited because we're exploring a topic that I didn't even know existed. So that's always super fun, right? And chances are you read the title and maybe you've heard of it and want to learn more, which we're going to do. But if you're like me, you haven't. And so it's like another language. It's like learning a whole new everything and way of thinking. So I'm so here for that. So let's open up our toolbox today. So before we get started, remember that you can check out all my courses. I have my free one, The Ageless Mindset, and I have my bigger course, The Youthfulness Hack, and you can get a 15% discount on that with the code AMY15, strictly for listeners of this show. So I'm so excited to share those with you. If you haven't checked out Ageless Mindset yet, it's so much about reframes and living that life of who we want to be already, and just really simple tricks and words we can use and ways that we can go ahead and start being now and feeling happy right now. And I swear it's 30 minutes at the end of it, you'll feel happier. So in other news, I'm pretty excited. After today, we're going to do a whole series on sex. So we just wrapped up some money. Now let's open up our energy. And then we're going to be talking a lot of sex coming up in the coming weeks. So that sounds so exciting to me. So I think that's it. I am just really grateful that you're here. If you can share it with a friend, review, subscribe, all the things, all the podcasty things, that helps us grow. And I'm just so surprised all the time. I have like a lot of people reaching out to me these days and sending emails and like pitching to be on the show and stuff, and just a lot of really cool, interesting people. So I'm excited to see this grow and see what happens with all that. So all that said, I'm so excited today to welcome our guest, Orlani Perez. You are a consciousness facilitator and fitness trainer, and you are a specialist too now in access consciousness, which is a big part of what we're going to talk about today. So welcome. I'm so excited to know you and explore this whole topic that has changed your life. Would you say that? Is that an understatement? Overstatement? Yeah. Not an understatement. Overstatement.
Overstatement.
Is that an understatement?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't call myself a specialist, but I am a practitioner.
Practitioner. Okay, cool.
There's a bunch of us around. But this is, personally, this is something that has changed my point of view about myself and the world, which ultimately has changed my life, my energy, how I be in the world.
And what you said to me, I think, was that it happened really fast. Like the other things that you've done, we're like, are they working? And so how did you feel this one changed so fast?
Yeah, so I would say like I've been kind of seeding this for years, just like most of us. We had our spiritual awakening, so we've done constellations, we've done like different practices, breath work, that have opened up a lot of our trauma, or just like made us more aware of how we've been living in a mask or a lie or things that we don't like, right? And so in that process, I was learning how to detach myself from these parts of myself or heal, right? Heal the trauma, heal the things in the body. But it usually took a lot of work, a lot of commitment, a lot of work on my plan, of my part, a lot of discipline. And so I was just like, at some point, I was just like tired. Like, I'm tired of doing the work. This is like so much work all the time. And also seeing like all my shadows and all the things. I'm like, when is it going to be the time where I fully embrace like the greatness in me? And I think when I started to ask myself those questions, that's when Access came to be in my life. And it just happened, what felt suddenly this year. I started getting more into human design, and through that, somebody was doing a process of Access, which is just using the power of questions. It was doing the questions about like what else is possible, how can things get be even better than this, and those really resonated with me. I'm like, ooh, wow, that feels different. That
It's
feeling
like
different.
whatever you ask is what you're going to find the answer for. So if you're asking, like, where else do I have a shadow? What else do I need to heal? Well, I guess you'll get answers to that. You know,
Exactly.
so it's asking better questions, right?
Yeah. Well, open-ended questions. And then the other side of that is not trying to answer the questions, but just letting consciousness, right? Because conscious, well,
Thank God. I don't want to have to figure out the answer. That's
no.
more work.
Yeah. Well, and now we live in a world that everything has to have a study, everything has to have a judgment around if it's right or wrong, if it's good or not. And it's like it makes it so heavy and so difficult to just kind of move around, right? It's like the solidification of this idea that I have to fit into this particular mold to be someone instead of just being because I'm alive, right? And I think,
I love that.
yeah, this has given me just so much freedom of mind, of all the mental health issues that I had, and just like suicidal thoughts, and like
That was
all
my
this.
next question, like what particularly changed?
Yeah, I mean, it was this heaviness of just like being in the world, of being feeling different, like that I was different, that I was seeing the world differently, because I've had, just like most of us, I feel like the conversation that I see online most of the time is like people just like feeling like they don't belong, or that they're different, or that they have a lot of trauma, they're not good enough. And I can empathize with all of that, but at some point I said enough.
I
Like,
feel the same way. I feel the same way.
what is it gonna take for me to change this? And so again, it was like those questions of just like, what is it going to take? And not trying to find the answer because I just didn't have an answer. And then following my knowing. So in Access, there's something called the low harmonics and the high harmonics.
Okay.
And
Let's
the
define
low.
excess consciousness really quick.
So Access consciousness was, well, the Access bars was the initiation of what this whole thing is. So the founder is Gary Douglas, and he channeled this information. He was doing a session with a chiropractor, and he had gone through his own process of just like questioning his life. He was married, had kids, had success, the house, the car, the beautiful wife, like all the things, and he was not happy. He's like, well, what the fuck?
They
Like,
said
I did
I got all
everything.
this, I'd be
I
happy.
did everything that was like in the manual. This is not happiness. So he started to question like his life and asking the question, what would make life worth living? What can I be, do, have, create, and generate for me to have a life that it's worth living and that I can contribute to the world to make it a better place? What a powerful question to just contemplate on. And so he channeled this process, which are 32 points in the head. Right.
What year was this? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but it wasn't, I don't remember, but it wasn't too long ago.
Like maybe 30, 40 years or
Yeah,
something like that.
something like
Okay.
that. And yeah, because they've been doing it for quite some time.
Okay.
And so he realized that by stimulating these points in the head, he was almost like detoxifying the brain from an excess of electromagnetic energy. So the brain being overstimulated, but never being drained. It's like a computer, right? Like your computer that you just keep putting files in it, downloads, projects, photos, things for many, many, many years, and you never purge it. Eventually, that thing is not going to work. I mean, I know that I had a computer like that, and eventually it just kind of like stopped working. So same with a brain. Like I feel like whenever I felt like I had all these like shortcuts in the brain, like I can't speak. I think that that was the thing. Like, and for, I mean, for the longest time, like doing Reiki wasn't working. Doing so many things wasn't working. I'm like, what is it gonna take? So, the bars, when you run the bars, it teaches you many things. It teaches you how to receive just for being. It's not transactional. You don't have to do something to receive it. You don't have to be somebody to receive it. You're just like there, just like let me move this energy through. And it's a giving and receiving type of vibe. It's very circular, right? There's a person who's receiving, channeling the energy to give it to you. And at the same time, you're reinforcing that pattern because the person is also receiving from the universe. So
And if
it's,
anybody's curious, we just did a session and I'm going to put it on YouTube. So,
it was
anyway,
great.
yeah, it was. And I was a little nervous, like, did I have to do anything? But I didn't have to do anything,
Exactly. Well, you see how
which was a
funny,
huge relief.
you see how funny it is that that's kind of where we go. Like, what do I have to do to receive
Yeah, I
instead of
know.
just like receiving just because I am? And that's one of the key points of the bars. Like, even like you don't have to talk, you don't have to do, we did like a little bit, but you don't really have to do anything to receive. And so the more, and I gave you the exact the analogy of being a Tesla and getting charged. You're charging your battery. You're moving the energy. You're getting the particles and molecules that are stuck and have been stuck for years based on these judgments to create space, space that we already have, right? And within us, like if we go into quantum physics and all this stuff, like there are space, there's space, energy, and particles within us. And so we're just becoming conscious of the space that we already have.
I feel like we can get a little dense sometimes, though,
Yeah.
you know, like our energy. So it is like staying conscious to stay in the practice of opening it up.
Yeah. So there's a the receiving and then.
And I want to just add on, like I slipped when you were doing that, I slipped kind of into a theta state and just kind of my brain was like, it just felt like my brain was reorganizing, but I was awake. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes, and I find that to be so valuable too, like when I'm receiving and I'm awake. But I'm feeling that same sensation. That's a really good way to put it. Like they're reorganizing and being in that calm state while you're awake, it transfers really well for me in my day-to-day life. Because then I can just be conscious here.
It's like a training.
Yeah, it's like
Like training.
you're training your
That makes
ability to
sense.
be responsive instead of reactive. Yeah, that for me, that's been an area that I've been diving. So I learned about the jinkies, and the jinkies is all about like your shadows.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. And I was like, man, like I have really terrible shadows. So that was a judgment of me. And that was part of the process that catapulted me into this because it was the jinkies, and I got into human design, and the human design was a portal into access. And for me, like they're all tools that are really useful in particular times and ways. But so the bars for me is just, it's just a practice of giving and receiving and really creating space. Now from there, you have an infinite amount of tools that go beyond the bars, right? And a big part of it is the questions, because when you run the bars, each bar has a name. So we have the implant band, we have the money control and creativity band. And so, whenever I like to enunciate when I'm changing from one bar to the other so that people are aware, and then thoughts are going to come, right? Because the thoughts are going to happen when we're doing our session. And that's when the questions come to be a very useful tool, because when we can perceive an energy of, or well, not perceive, because let's, back to the lower harmonics and higher harmonics. So we have
Okay,
the
yes,
lower
back to that.
harmonics.
Okay, good.
So the lower harmonics are feelings, emotions, and thoughts are things that create that we utilize in this reality to create the density and identification and constructs and
Like,
context.
I am these things, the
Yeah.
feeling, the emotion, the thought.
To it's what we have used to organize ourselves in this reality, in this construct, and become somebody. But we're moving into a higher vibrational frequency world, right? We can see it in the Schumann resonance. Every time it's a little more intense. So that's another story. But so the higher harmonics are perceiving, receiving, being, and knowing. And so it's a step up from thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So instead of thinking something, creating a judgment around something, that, to be honest, can be an attachment from an idea from a grandmother that got passed on. But it's not really ours, or it's not really mine. It was my grandmother's. Just somehow I decided that that was true for me. And so my thinking is kind of being colored by somebody else's judgment that I'm taking as my own if I'm not aware that I'm subscribing to that point of view. So we can upgrade that thinking into knowing. Because our bodies have consciousness. Our bodies can perceive so much more than our brain. I actually did a certification, a seminar. It's called Vibravision. Vibravision, yes. And it's you're blindfolded for the entire time. And you are meditating. Yeah, it's crazy. So you're calibrating your outer antenna and your inner antennas so that you can see and perceive the vibration of everything around you. So you're walking through sticks and you're reading colors without your eyes. And each color has a different vibration.
Did it work?
Yes.
What?
I mean, it was 8 hours every day for a week. It was an
Holy
intensive,
shit.
but it really teaches you the skill of perceiving instead of
Vibravision.
it's
That's
incredible. It's
crazy.
this technique
Wild.
from Indonesia, from the royal family. I mean, it's just
Wow.
incredible. But it was so it was just so amazing to see the world through those new pair of eyes that weren't these, were these two.
Yeah, you're wearing it right there.
Yeah, well, that this is a reminder. That's why I wear it. I'm
I
like,
like
okay, I'm
it.
seeing through the heart. This is like another eye. But here we have our heart, and our heart has the it's what creates our electromagnetic field. And that's what we calibrate when we do these meditations for Vibravision so that we can expand our antenna. And when we do that, we just set the intention. We utilize the consciousness of our body to read the elements around us. And because colors have vibration, then each color, you can perceive it differently. It's like the speed, the speed of the information that comes through and you're able to read. Yeah. So that's the knowing
I mean, I
part.
guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like
I
okay.
know we weren't out there. Let me reel it back a little bit. So from thinking, right? Thinking, but how can that be? How is that logical? How does it happen? Like all these judgments, instead of just knowing that. Oh, I know that to be true. It's like some people feel it in their gut feeling. Some people is more instinctual. Some people is more emotional. It makes them feel something, excited, sad, something, right? And you can see that a lot in human design. We all have different authority definitions. So that's the high harmonic of thinking is knowing. What do I know to be true about the situation? Instead of what do I think it's right? Why do I th let me think about it? It's the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. This has been so powerful when making decisions because I no longer take the time to think about all the pros and cons of why I should go or do something. It's more so, what do I know to be true for me? What feels light for me? And what I define in this is another tool in the toolbox is light and heavy. So what feels light for me, it's what feels exciting, which a lot of people confuse with fear. But the body sensations are the same. And that's when it gets a little, that's when a lot of the deconditioning, like we can start paying attention. And and truly what I, this information that's coming through, what I want people to get the most about this is that everybody has a different experience. And the best way to approach it at first, because this can be a lot of information, I know, is to just go through 2 weeks of just becoming aware. Just listen, watch, like observe yourself and others. Observe for judgments, observe for fears. How often do you have to think about things? How much doubt, how much heaviness does it actually like bring up in the body? Because even if you do, you know, a gazillion like pros and cons lists, it never is gonna feel truly like you're choosing something that's true for you until you start seeing it from a lens of knowing. Knowing that this is the right person, knowing that this is a city where I wanted to like move for a month. I didn't know any, for example, like I moved to Austin for a month just to try it. And there was a knowing in me that this place felt like home, but I've never been here. I don't know. And it's been even beyond what I could have even imagined. So it's leaving room for that, creating space for that gift that the collective consciousness of the world, the information that it has for you know,
So
it's kind of
that's what we're
there.
accessing. It's the word access, like we're
That's what we're
accessing,
accessing.
we're opening up more in that space
We're
to be
opening,
able to know more.
yeah. Well, we're opening ourselves up to receive information, which is the other high harmonic, right? Receiving. It's perceiving, receiving, knowing, and being. So we're remembering what it's like to live in that.
And I think when you said getting in that awareness, it reminded me of like when I've been talking to you, you say, okay, you see what energy you're perceiving. So you're able to say, I'm perceiving an energy of, you know, depression or whatever it is. So rather than like, I am this, or even saying I'm feeling depressed or whatever, you're able to just it's get removed from it and detach from it a little bit more.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not owning that as yours,
Yeah, I
which
want to get in
even
the habit of that. That seems like a really beneficial habit.
it creates so much lightness.
I'm reading a book right now called NVC, Nonviolent Communication,
Yeah.
NVC. Have you read that book?
Yeah.
Okay, it's been really good, but it's along these lines. Like it's really tuning into what are facts and what are feelings and how we address feelings and what we say about them. So I recommend that book. It's cool. But
It's really
this
cool.
kind of reminds me of it because it's level one of detachment. I feel like this is like a the next levels.
Yeah. So there's another book called Conscious Language.
Conscious language.
I
Okay.
don't know if you've
I
read
haven't heard of
it.
it, but
It's
I'll read it
incredible.
next. I'll
Yeah.
put it on my list.
When I was doing a lot of coaching, I was reading these books because it just helped me facilitate the conversation with my clients and not own their perspective and be able to like provide, you know, like good information for them or just like help them where they need it. So this is definitely like a next level of that openness, of that understanding. Just yeah, we're just
Just
giving
stepping
people
back from
the
it even more.
I find that there are many ways people speak about it, but what I like about access, what I've really enjoy is the practicality of it. It's like it's so quick. You don't have to practice a bunch of things. It's just like, oh, okay. Instead of saying I am depressed, I'm perceiving the energy of depression because our bodies are really good at feeling the environment around us.
Are you ready to up-level your pleasure practice? I have in mind, and the main things that have helped me are the tools that I've found from Wands. Wands creates luxurious products that encourage us all to honor our body, celebrate our sexuality, and live in pleasure. with more pleasure all the time. One of my favorites, if you listen to this show, then you probably already know, is the cervix wand. Wands has trademarked their number one best-selling glass pleasure wand. It's for vaginal and anal de-armoring, and it's designed for cervical and G-spot stimulation. And let me tell you, it's incredible. It's helped thousands of women become more connected to their bodies and their pleasure, and supports them to heal pelvic pain through self-yoni massage and helps awaken more pleasure. Just recently, I've ordered the Venus wand, another trademarked wand from Wands, and it's designed to activate and awaken the G-spot and more. Also, don't miss one of their new offerings, which are free bleed blankets that can be used as waterproof intimacy blankets. They have a beautiful selection now available. But take a look around at wands.com, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, because they have a huge selection of incredible items like yoni eggs, crystal pleasure wands in amethyst, black obsidian, anything that your heart desires, and so much more. Check them out at wands.com, that's W-A-A-N-D-S.com, and use my link in the show notes to get 10% off, or simply enter my code, Amy Edwards, at checkout. Again, that's W-A-A-N-D-S, wands.com. Y'all, I have started using higher dose products, and I am such a fan. You know I don't put anything on this podcast that I am not 100% completely behind, and I have a special discount code for you for all Higher Dose products. I'm so excited. If you don't know, Higher Dose is a wellness company. They have wellness tech products, they have tools, they have supplements, and they have body care. They have so many things that are hot right now too, that are really biohacking and up-leveling our lives at home, which is really cool. They have an infrared sauna blanket. They have an infrared PEMF mat that I'm so excited to be sharing about soon. One of my favorites though is the red light face mask. It stimulates collagen, it activates glowing skin, reduces fine lines, regenerates cells, and it's soft. It's not like one of the hard plastic ones, so you can kind of move it around on your body, which I've been doing, and I am seeing amazing results. I am absolutely addicted to it. I use it every single night, and I'm using it in conjunction with one of their other products, the Glow Serum, and I'm very picky about what I put on my skin, and I am loving the Glow Serum. It's specially formulated to plump and hydrate and stimulate radiant skin, which that's the goal. They have a ton of other products too, magnesium ingestibles, magnesium body care, which has a healing oil and a serotonin soap that you can use in your bath, which I've been using too. It boosts your mood, enhances your skin, and deepens your detox, gets you calmed down. Anyway, I'm a fan, so I'm so excited to offer you 15% off using my code MAGIC15. Go to the show notes. You can click through on the link right there, or if you go to Higher Dose, just enter the code MAGIC15 and you'll get 15% off. Higher Dose has been featured in Goop, Glamour, Elle, Vogue, Bazaar, Allure, basically you name it. And there's a reason why, so go check it out. It's at higherdose.com and enter my code MAGIC15 for 15% off.
Our body can, I forgot, I'm not a numbers person, but I think it was like 40 million.
Me either. I can't remember
40 million like sensors in our body are able to like feel everything
that
around us.
Sounds good to me.
And our mind can only do like 1,000. Like it's a very big like discrepancy between.
Like a sensory input or maybe not even sensory, but input versus what we can perceive.
What we can process.
What we can process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
sounds right.
So that's why
a
like,
lot,
especially when we're in a room, we can say like, "Oh, I feel off. I feel sad." And oftentimes, it's not ours. So when we just choose to perceive, I'm perceiving an energy of sadness. Is this mine? No. Okay, I return this to the sender. With particles of consciousness, and you just send it off. That's another tool.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
You just send it off.
You just
like
send
a boat,
it off.
Like a ship.
Yeah. But you turn it into particles of consciousness.
Particles of consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that you upgrade the energy that you just perceive. So you're turning yourself into this magician.
What? I'm all about this. This is great.
I know.
Yes. Okay. So
we
just picture it. You just picture turning this into particles of consciousness and then send it on its way.
Oh, you just say it and it's done, right? It's only
intention. Even better.
It's just intention. So you're just training your body. So you have your shield, right? Because the thing is that when we feel, it's already in the body. So we're feeling, that's why sometimes like some therapists and somatic therapists say like, where do you feel it in your body?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel it in my liver. I feel it here.
Yeah.
Because it's already been attached. You attached it to something. Mm-hmm. But when you perceive, you're perceiving it in the field. It's still in particle and molecule, like it's still in particle form. You're just getting really good at perceiving the vibration before it gets into the body and attaches to a part of you. So when you perceive it, is this mine? If it's yes, you process it through a question. If it's not, and you'll know, because then that's the knowing part too, right? Like, no, it's not mine. I return this to its sender with particles of consciousness. Done.
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 Yeah, sometimes you do this, sometimes I do this, like whatever the body wants to do to have fun. But yeah, it becomes like this really interactive process with the universe too, with the world around you. You're no longer a victim of being in the world. You're learning how to play.
You're co-creator.
You're co-creating.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so two things. One, I want to know next, like, how you even got into all this. And because you've done a lot of work. And how old are you? You're not very
34.
Old. 34. And then, but before that, adjacent to what you were just talking about, it's not mine. Mm-hmm. When we talked about this the other day, you mentioned, and you're having to review everything that you told me the other day because it was a lot of information. So, which is good because now we're recording it. And you talked about ancestral stuff and how that's not yours. So I love this perspective because I don't feel attached to my ancestral stuff. And like there's just so much talk about like healing ancestral wounds, blah, blah, blah. So tell me this perspective.
Yeah. So I actually started doing like healing on my lineage like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Started with constellations and healing my womb and like all these things. And I spent a lot of money and a lot of time into doing this. Build my whole family tree, like all that stuff. Spoke to family members that I hadn't in years. And it was like crazy. And with time, I just decided that, man, I gotta live my life. Like I can't keep my energy and my mind occupied on this anymore. Plus it feels like never ending. Like it's like you cut the head of one snake and like three more come out and you cut them in six and it's like, damn, like when does it end? Does it even have an end? And so those weren't really like empowering questions, but I then decided to stop. And decided to focus on me and like my feminine energy. And that put me onto this other path that then landed me here on Axis. And so they have an interesting perspective on it that I got to that conclusion myself, but it was great to hear it from people who are also doing like a lot of energy work and consciousness work. And it's that, you know, the history of humanity, like we have so many years that we have incarnated into different bodies, but the energy is the same. It refines with every lifetime and with every input, but it's essentially, you know, cyclical. And so the way that society has been built, like around money and, you know, now like status and like glamour and like all these things, those are all judgments and constructs that stay in our reality because we're all buying into the point of view that that's important. And this is just like a little tangent. This is what social media has taught me. Just observing social media has taught me that you understand what has magnetic power when you look at attention. And it's all energy. So the reason why currency and money is like a thing and people give it so much value is because we have all collectively agreed that money is important. And so I started to think about this idea, and it was the realization came when I started like doing a lot of money work, because I was like, what's the history of money? How does this come to be? Like, why is this even a thing? I refuse to work for money. I refuse to receive money this way. I refuse to trade my body or time for money. How can I be money? And that's when I started to like open myself to that question. And that's when a lot of the ancestral healing ideas came about, because a lot of my money wounds that I thought I had, it was because I needed to heal the relationship with my mother because mother is abundance. I needed to heal the relationship with my father because father is prosperity and how you present yourself to the world. And I'm like, oh my God, reading all these books about like, I have an amazing book, by the way, but for all the females here, I'm just gonna say it's called Leaving My Father's House. Amazing book for women to read. But so I was continuing this ancestral work just with a different lens, and then I caught myself again, and I'm like, I'm here again, healing all this stuff. And so I realized by doing a money class with an access facilitator in Mexico that she's like, how did money came to be? Well, we were trading, meaning I had carrots and you had flowers, and I really loved your flowers because you had a beautiful way of growing them and the colors. And my carrots were so big and nutritious that you value them because of the
I
love that I
like
put into
carrots.
my carrots, and you
Yeah,
like
my
carrots.
flowers do look great.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, here's some
Yeah,
carrots for
let's
your
trade.
flowers. And that was a trade of value. But then we decided that, hey, we need an easier way to do this because, like, these are a lot of carrots. And,
Maybe
we
my
need to,
flower crop wasn't ready.
yeah, we need a better way to do this. And so we decided to do money. But then eventually, some people, with their knowing and their consciousness, they're like, oh, they started to observe and decided that, oh, you know what? People really like receiving money. Let me accumulate money so that I hire this person. You work for me, you trade your time, I give you money, and I have some freedom with my time and my body. And so it perpetuated this idea of workforce, of what this point of view of how to receive money. I need to put in time, I need to work hard for money. What these people who created this new system didn't know is that they were going to die and they were going to reincarnate in another body, in another life, being a worker, probably. So that whole point of view, I don't know if you can see it right now, but that for me, I was just like, I had to pause and I was like, whoa, okay. That means that whoever in my lineage, in all the incarnations I had, whoever decided that they needed to work for money, and then they passed it on to their families, and they died with that point of view, and they reincarnated here. All those perspectives, they're not mine. That wasn't my life to live. But some reason I have bought into that point of view. So I just let it go. I let go all the points of views where I have believed that I need to work hard for money, that I need to heal my feminine energy to be feminine, that I need to heal my relationship with my mother to be abundant. Like all these different things that I have to do and that I have to work for to be able to receive the be the feminine, be all these things. And so that's where it dawned on me that I just can choose differently. I don't need to keep working on these things like a treasure is just gonna like unlock because I finally have all the keys. It's just I'm aware, and because I'm aware, I can choose a different path.
And so the net of this is like just detaching from all that, right?
Yeah.
Like everything that comes up there, you can just go like, you know what? I'm just going to be, it's like presence and clear energy.
Yeah, and some people, I've spoken to some friends and they're like, but that is spiritual bypassing. And I'm like, I'm not bypassing anything. I'm aware of the constructs in which I've lived, I've been raised. I'm aware.
Well, I
I'm
don't even
not.
know that well, I guess I'm aware of like mine, but I'm not aware of all that lineage and all that. Like,
Right.
and does it matter? Like, I guess there's that's a big question. Like all the stuff you listed, I'm like, does it matter? Like, and what you're saying is we're able to let go of it mattering and be in more of a space of like presence.
Yeah. Well, letting what's meaningful about this and what's not meaningful, like letting go of like the significance or the grandiosity of something, of how significant it is for our lives, like, and just being free, like being free. Now,
Choosing freedom.
easier said than done, I will say that, because there are some constructs that are very solid, that have meaning. There are entire lives or realities that are created, that are being held by that point of view. So sometimes it's, yes, I can choose, but I have to like choose in all these different ways, right? And so what we were talking about, the particles and molecules, like somebody wanting to lose weight, for example.
I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
I'm a great example.
A great example. It's a common thing in our society. And there are, yeah, somebody can choose to eat healthy like now. But then the things that arise is like, yeah, but I have my friends and we like to go out and we like to go to dinner and that's how I connect with my friends. Yes, but my husband likes to eat fries like every night and like,
He's a pint of Jenny's ice cream every
oh,
night.
and that's how we connect. Like that's our point of
He's like,
creation.
here, honey. I'm
Yeah.
like, I cannot eat Jenny's every night.
That's how my fiance shows me love. He used to like get me like ice cream cookies at night and I'm like, flowers? Flowers now? Yeah, I think that would be a better idea. But yeah, that's the whole point of just like, I think there it's the game and the creativity of awareness and choice. Awareness and choice and redesigning, right? I think that's what creativity at least means for me is, ooh, okay, there's this structure, but what if it also looked like this? Like, what are the possibilities? What other possibilities are out there? Yes, it is possible that my relationship with my parents created this. And what else is possible now? What can I now choose?
Because you're deciding that that's the story versus
Exactly.
saying, like, or maybe it's, X. Like, it's just the same thing as feeling depressed and saying, I am depressed because I failed at this. Well, actually, you could be depressed because you haven't drank enough water and you ate like shit yesterday. You ate a pint of Jenny's last
Yeah.
night, or you
Yeah.
didn't get enough sleep. Or maybe the chemicals in your brain got off because of you haven't gotten sunshine. I don't know.
But now you're thinking.
That's the openness that we're talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now you're
It
thinking.
was I?
Yeah, that's, but it could be this, but it could be that. It's just as simple as, yeah, this is the narrative. And that was a possible, it's really about the
Okay, it
possibilities.
could be any
The
other possibility. Okay.
openness is the
Rather than me choosing
possibilities.
what the other possibilities are.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, because then you're identifying. Again, I'm telling you, this is a total mind
Okay.
fuck.
No, I like it. I like it. So we're not even going to identify other possibilities.
You don't want to identify yourself with any other thing.
Just
Like,
I
I am
perceived that
this.
energy.
I
And now
perceive
I'm
that
gonna
I'm.
like return it to sender and I'm gonna return it in somebody
Yeah,
else.
that's one tool. But for example, the losing weight again,
Okay.
right? Like, there could be, is that desire coming from judgment of what you are not, and you're looking at all the possibilities in which you are not capable, good enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, hot enough, all the stuff?
Kinda.
Or that's where it's usually driven. And I mean, I don't blame everyone. That's the marketing of everything, right? Like what creates the motive for action. So, but I'm making the invitation to change the perspective to, okay, being aware, not judging, being aware, like, yes, I am 20 pounds overweight. That is an awareness, it's not a judgment. Yes, I could look even better than I feel right now. That is an awareness, it's not a judgment. And If that's the case, what other possibilities are available to me so that I fulfill that desire that I have?
Okay.
So it opens up the possibility of what else can you now be? What there's another beautiful class that they have that's more like an advanced class, but I've taken some sessions with facilitators. It's called Symphony of Possibilities.
Lovely.
It is so yummy because, again, you're in the receiving mode. You just tell the facilitator what the intention is. What is it that you want to kind of shift your perspective on? And for 45 minutes, they're just perceiving and enunciating, like opening your, opening you to the possibilities that you already are. And what I received from my first one was this ability to see myself, like to see the symphony of possibilities that I am, and recognizing that, wow, I am a possibility of health. I am a possibility of loving exercising. I am a possibility of loving my parents just for who they are. I am a possibility. So I like recognize like all the work that I've done, all the ways that I'm showing up for me that I don't necessarily do it on Instagram, broadcast it, but how if I did, by me living in the possibility that I already am and the symphony that I already am, how I'm activating other people around me who, when they're asking themselves the question, what else is possible? And I pop into their awareness, it's like, that is also possible for me. And I think that is one of the most empowering things that this process has available for people. It's just the recognizing the symphony of possibilities that we are all are.
I love it.
It's, yeah.
It's pretty optimistic too.
Yeah,
I
I'm a
mean
big
it,
optimist.
me too. I think I am. I can sometimes slip, and I know I have in times and you know, but it's not really who I am. I don't enjoy being in that space. It's a lot more fun to be an optimist, even though people could, I suppose,
Judge it.
find fault in it for not being realistic or something like that. But it is realistic to say that there is an abundance, infinite abundance of possibilities.
Yeah.
That's, you can't deny that.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't.
No. I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole
That's the
point
whole point.
of how is it that they say it? Because I take a lot of classes in Spanish and
Yeah,
also in
I
English. So I
know, which
have
is
questions
so
for
cool because
different.
your English is like phenomenal. Where are you
Thank you.
from originally?
Venezuela.
Okay,
Yeah.
I didn't even know
I've
that.
been here for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, since you were 14.
Yeah.
Wow, and you came to what, Miami? Or,
Miami.
and that's where you've been living
Yeah.
until you move to Austin or something, if
Yeah.
you do.
Well,
Yes.
we're in the process
Yeah,
of.
I know. So you take classes in both. So I'm sure it's hard to convert sometimes because it's a lot of weird words.
I mean, the questions can get pretty elaborate. I have written a
Yeah.
few that I maybe we have time to share later to give it
I
to
want to.
people. Yeah. But yeah, so there's a question around like what can I now how hold on. Let me center myself in this.
Okay.
It's almost like what energy can I generate? What can I generate to remove myself from any construct, identification, definition, control, context, and judgment so that I can fully receive everything that's available for me?
Oh, that's a good question. I
Yeah.
wish I could remember the whole thing I'd say right now.
But
Rewind, everybody. Hit
yeah,
that 10-second back.
this is what podcast is such a powerful idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you see, like, that wasn't something that I memorized. I've been practicing the perceiving the energy and just like connecting and, ooh, okay, I want to generate or I want to create. Just really perceiving like what is it that my body wants to express? Because this is another thing. The body body has its own consciousness. And I learned this in a different, I've done meridian theory and like work with the
Of course you
fascia.
have.
And
Of
so,
course you have. If it's anything like, yeah, that doesn't surprise. Now I'm just ready for you to say anything. Like, I've done this. I'm like, yeah, sure.
I love that. Yes. I'm just
Yes.
a very curious
I
person,
think you are. Yes.
naturally. And so I like to find different possibilities. I
Yeah.
don't judge like, oh, this is
That's
cool,
why
this
this
is too
fits you
bad.
so well.
Yeah.
You're
Fit
like,
like a
wait,
glove.
what? Possibilities of men.
I'm like, of course. Of
Right.
course. But so the body has its own consciousness. So I mean, I've been doing it because I was a triathlete competitor a few years ago and then turned into a bodybuilding competitor. And I wanted to go for my pro card. And so in doing those two things, it requires focus and communication with yourself, like tuning to your body's needs, because sometimes you may be overtraining. You need to see how much energy you're spending, how much energy you need to consume, and
I talk to my
aches and
body,
pains. Yeah.
especially when I'm exercising. I mean, I broke my leg really seriously. I have a plate and a lot of pins. I don't know if you saw my
I
scars.
remember.
Yeah, and so I broke it in 2006. And so I started running again a few years after that, and I became a really good runner. I ran faster. I did it in short bursts, like
Yeah.
sprints, but I became a pretty good runner, and I was surprised because I mean, like my anesthesiologist was a friend of mine, and he was like, "I didn't think you'd ever walk without pain again." And so, I would consider that a victory. But I really just honed in on my knee and my leg, and I just imagined it being very strong. I imagined it like I would send it messages like I'm strong, you know,
Yeah.
instead of worrying about it, I just sent it like strength and messages of strength.
Yeah. That's why
Is
we're
that part of
friends.
this body consciousness?
Yeah.
Would that qualify?
That's why we're friends. Of course.
I
Of course you do that. Of course you do
know. I
that.
just naturally, it just felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah. But that's part of it for sure. Yeah. I mean, again, that concept of we are energy, space, and consciousness all into one. That's what creates this vessel. That's what creates this chair. Everything has consciousness. You can even ask the chair. Hey, chair, how could you make me more comfortable? And it will. In the bed, for the people that have trouble sleeping, ask the pillow, ask the bed, ask the body. Hey, body, how can we have the best sleep of our lives tonight?
Okay.
And then just wait for that. Maybe he needs a little more air. Maybe he needs a little water. Maybe he needs, you know, like it will tell you. But the body has consciousness, and it's just like sometimes even with exercise, like people forcing the body to like do these things, and it's like, dude, I don't want to do that.
I just did this today. Okay.
What did you
So,
tell me?
you know, because like we were talking last week, I was telling you, I was like, I've got to lose this weight. I've got to get back on track with my eating, my working out. So I've been food prepping and all this. And so today in my meditation during part of it, I just told my body, I was like, you know what? I just know that I thanked this extra weight. First off, I was like, thank you, because I know that you were keeping me safe in times when I was eating for comfort or whatever it was. I didn't even try to figure it out, but I was like, now it's okay to just melt right off of me. Whatever excess weight I'm carrying on, it's okay to safely and healthy in a healthy way just melt right off of me. Do you
Wow.
think that'll have some power if I just say it every day?
Dude, did you
I mean, I'm
perceive the
doing all the
energy?
things too. Yeah.
Did you perceive the energy
I
of
was like,
that? Okay.
why
Everyone, did you just perceive the energy of that?
Yeah.
That was so
Oh,
powerful.
good. I'm glad I spoke it out.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I was
More
like,
of
why
that,
not? Why
please.
not? You know, I'm careful about it though, because I know the connections that I've had with my body are pretty powerful, because the day before I broke my leg, I was wishing for thinner legs. And I was also wishing to quit breastfeeding. And I got both those wishes like the next day.
Whoa.
My legs got skinnier, not in a good way.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, in a healthy way. That's why I was like, this can melt right off me in a healthy way,
Yeah.
keeping my body really healthy, like optimal, you
Yeah.
know, because like I think that's important. So,
Specificity.
specificity, yes.
Yeah. I was having a conversation about this in the sauna 2 days ago, actually, with two guys. I was over here in a conversation, and one of the guys was a little bit overweight, and he was saying how people like I think it was his friends or in the office, like they were talking about doing a marathon. And they were like, you know what would be really interesting? To see him do a marathon. And he's like, I can do it. And so they were talking, having a conversation about that. And then I had to, they kind of stopped talking for a second, and I was curious. I'm like, well, did you do it? And he's like, no, I haven't started training, but it's in November. And so we went on this conversation about like discipline and pushing through the pain and all this stuff. I was like, I have a different perspective about that because I have done that. And through that, I got a lot of injuries and a lot of pain and a lot of, you know, uncomfortable feelings and ideas and relationship about my body. Now I see it more with an energy of contribution. What would contribute even more to my life and body right now? And so when I pick an exercise, when I decide to do something, I do it from this point of view of what would contribute more? In what way would it contribute more? Because also it removes the construct of judgment. Like, I have to drink 2 liters of water. I have to eat only these vegetables. Everything has to be organic. And it creates like so much rigidity in the process that I feel like that's why a lot of people quit. And it also like so many limitations. I can't eat this. I can't have that. I can't drink. I can't go out. I
I
can't
have
live.
to live my life.
And it's like, no, I live my life. I eat, but I also know what contributes to my well-being, my mindset, how I feel happier. That has given me a lot of information. So I'm like, what contributes to my life? I have my fitness pal and I track my food. And I
I've
know,
been doing it too. I
yeah,
started again.
it's so
I
powerful.
love it.
I love it. And to me, that contributes to my life right now. For some people, it may create heaviness. It may not be true for them right now. So that's
I
not a
like
good
it. It's
idea for them.
fun.
Yeah.
It's making a list, and I love making lists. So
Yeah.
it speaks to that part of me.
I like the idea of being aware.
Yeah.
Aware that when I'm not eating enough protein and right now I'm preparing
The
for.
protein part is huge for me. Like, that's
Yeah.
what I've. If I can get that back on track, which I am, like, yeah, I've already had like 65 grams today.
Yeah. No, and it teaches you so much about your body
Yeah.
too. But yeah, it's this energy of contribution.
I didn't expect you to say contribution. I like
I know. I
that.
saw it in your face. You're like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, I couldn't quite make sense of it, but no, I get it. Where can I contribute to my best me almost? Or
Yeah.
but that's got a judgment in it.
Yeah,
So
but what can contribute to my life today?
contribute to my life.
What can contribute to my training? So the other day I usually go to this gym here to work out, but the other day like it was forced. I couldn't make it. I was getting stressed out and I'm like, "Damn. No. What would contribute more? Find another gym." And I found another gym and it was great. I made a new friend. It was like a great vibe and I was like, "Great." Like more like what else is possible? So
Nice.
I'm learning to live in that again, living in the question, not creating the judgment like this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, this is good, this is bad. And some people may argue, yeah, but there are like drinking Coca-Cola is bad for you. I mean, yeah, if you drink it every day, 3 times a day, but sometimes maybe you have like a low sugar day and you need, I mean, that has never happened, but sometimes like for the certification for some of the processes here, you're moving so much energy that you need some sugar. So it can be chocolate. They have Coca-Cola around, like for you to
Sometimes
have
you
a.
just want a Coke, especially in
Sometimes.
a bottle.
Yes,
I
and
mean,
really cold.
sometimes you do, and really cold. I
Yeah.
mean, sometimes it's just like a little luxury. Treat yourself. It's okay.
Pleasures of life.
That's right.
Yeah, you know? So it's really around that. Like, what would contribute more to the happiness in your life and the joy in your life, in the grace of your life?
The things you really desire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or, because desire has also this kind of funky energy to me, like desiring something so much to the point that it can be to your detriment. And sometimes it's not what would add an energy of increase in you, but you have the judgment that that is the right thing,
Yes.
right? So.
I just somebody just Bijou just to tune me into what her friend asks, Rebecca, former guest on this show, and she'll ask, like, give me that or better, just whatever that might be.
Yes, that is super powerful.
Seems like
Yeah.
a useful question.
Yeah. There, yeah.
But maybe it's got too much judgment in it, I don't know. because you're judging things as better or worse. We don't even know, because then you could be like, something that seemingly bad could happen, bad, seemingly whatever, leading you down a path you don't want to go down. And then maybe it's actually leading you to the right thing, you know, or something even mega better.
Yeah.
Like Justin going to rehab or something, like, you know, I could have judged that. But actually, it all needed to happen. You know, it was like, it was the or better. I just didn't know at the time. So
exactly.
Anyway, it's like dropping those. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And you know what that brings up? Like this, that I can perceive, is like this energy of, that's why people like don't rely on the choice, because and go back and forth, and then they need to rely on the mind, like what pros and cons, like what would, like how would, trying to predict how something is going to impact.
Yeah.
And
trying to predict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For fear of something not going the way that they want it to. But it's all about, it's all about the attitudes, emotions, considerations, and judgments that you have. Nothing is inherently right or wrong, good and bad.
Right.
Everything is just is, because consciousness is just,
like, it just is.
A dog is just a dog. But if somebody has a trauma around a dog,
then
they're
dog
fearful.
Is bad.
Right. They're like, oh my God, the day was terrible because I was around a dog. Mm-hmm. And so like, I chose to be there and the dog was there. It's like, no, maybe that could have, maybe, right, in that scenario, oh, you saw a dog. Oh, interesting. What would generate more for me in this moment, to stay or leave? Choice. Yeah, you have the scenario happening, but you can choose what would contribute more, what would generate more, what would be another possibility. Could I forgive the dog? And like, whatever feelings I have around a dog in that moment,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where the power truly lies for me in seeing Amazing. It that way.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk for a minute about some releasing statements, like uncreate and destroy.
Oh.
Because that really interested me too, about the access work.
Yeah, so there's something called a clearing statement.
A clearing statement.
And we can share the link for the full explanation of what that is, because it's like a 45-minute thing.
I looked it up too, because I was like, I had to look it up, because I was like, what did she say? It sounded like English, and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, because you said it really fast.
Yeah.
So there's a clearing statement, but then there's also the prelude up to it, which I felt like was the uncreate and destroy.
Yeah. So let me think of okay, so something happened last night. We were deciding whether we were going to like move here.
Right.
Go to Miami. Like,
you have a spreadsheet
situation
about it for some reason. Like, so.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big decision for us.
Yes. Yes.
And I was getting defensive about it.
About which part of it?
About him telling me that if I could wait a year, and like all these different things. And I started to like get defensive about it, and I caught myself. I became aware of the reactivity. Without speaking to the reactivity, it was just like, wait. And I just looked up and I'm like, all the places where I have decided that putting my dreams off means something, or that agreeing with my masculine partner means that I am giving power to the masculine, therefore creating this energy of anger and frustration and all these things. Whew, I uncreate and destroy times a gazillion. And I go into the clearing.
Times
statement.
A gazillion.
Yeah.
I uncreate and destroy times a gazillion.
Ooh, like beyond and beyond and beyond. Yeah. And then I go into the clearing statement, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nines, shorts, boys, povats, and beyonds.
Okay. And so what happened?
And then it was like, it was clear. There was space. I was able to see it. So I made a new choice. I'm like, okay, well, what else is possible? That's one possibility. I have another possibility. Let's see if there's a third one. Or let's see what happens tomorrow. And today I was showering and I got even more clarity about it. Because I have so many things that I want to do, like a retreat and so many different things. So I'm just like, huh, what would contribute more? What would generate more ease?
Those are good habits. Really good habits.
Yeah. It's very dynamic.
It's beneficial for your relationship too.
Yeah.
I mean, because we just, you really can get caught up in like, oh, we're only doing what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, that energy.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, Justin's doing all these things and I like had a day just last week when I was like, oh, it's all about you, you know, but, and I felt like my needs weren't as important. Mm-hmm. Which I think is there an underlying theme there, even yeah. with what you were talking about, like that defensiveness, like, oh, you're putting me second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, you can use this all around in relationships. And I, now one of the concepts that I'm reviewing is around friendships. Because growing up, I was bullied and I dealt with like a lot of jealousy and envy, and in my mind, I created this idea of like victimhood, like, oh, this happened to me. And so like, I need to be very selective and protective about my energy. Mm-hmm. And like, I had a lot of like energy, psychic attacks, I guess, or energetic attacks mm-hmm. when I was younger. So I was very careful about the people that I was around. That's why I've been so interested in all these things and learning so much. It's been mainly, at the beginning was driven by victimhood, like I need to protect myself, people are like out to get me and all this stuff, and I've been clearing that a lot, and now it's coming from the choice, what are the people that are going to generate and contribute to my life, and therefore I can also do the same. And it's almost like this circular energy, and it's not about status, it's not about power, it's about this collaboration and contribution to also contribute more into the world. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's what it is, to really mm-hmm. plant the seeds and water them and grow them. Mm-hmm. And together, collectively, we can do that more. But yeah, with relationships, it's been super powerful. And in friendships, this is a whole new world that I'm kind of diving into even more. And I've been looking at like coaches and resources around like conversations, or how to have better conversations. That's a judgment, but mm-hmm. how to like, you know, have conversations where you feel seen, loved, understood. Like we left feeling closer and more connected and more loving of and accepting of ourselves and society because of that conversation that we had. Mm-hmm. So I've been getting a lot of clarity about that, like the perceiving the energy of what I'm attracting in my friendships.
Don't you think you're already doing that?
Yeah.
But maybe not as consciously. Is that it?
I feel like not as, there's a judgment. I would say not, I was going to say not as open mm-hmm. as I would like. And I feel like there's still this energy of judgment mm-hmm. of like, can I let you in? Can I, right? And so like, but I'm aware of it. So when I see it, I'm like, there's something that they say, like lower your bars.
Mm-hmm.
Lower your barriers and just receive without the judgment of good and bad, right and wrong.
Right.
So it's funny because everyone has it in a different aspect, right? Like money, relationships, like their own self-love, mm-hmm. family. Like there's one area where there's a little crunchiness that we're kind of unraveling. And these tools are just wonderful for that awareness and that power of choice and the power of question and just like opening up to the possibilities around.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that example too. That was a good one.
You're welcome.
Okay. So give me some questions. Let's talk about those.
Okay.
Because we're coming up on an hour. Actually, okay. Maybe over now.
So I have a running note of all the questions that, oof, when I save it.
Oh my God, I want this note. No, sure. Seriously. Like you got to copy it and send it to me. Okay. I already want it because I already know. I already know it's going to be so good.
So I'll start with this.
Can I just say too, like notes are so powerful. It's such a good place to keep like an alive something. And yeah. I've had people share different things with me that have been life changing. So yeah, so I'm pretty excited.
Great tool. Yeah. To keep a running note.
Yeah.
So I put here, this is an awareness I had or an insight. Don't look for the answer. Plant the seed, which is a question. Mm-hmm. Water it. Wait for the energy, not the answer. Because when we ask a question, we think that we're going to have like this voice inside our head that's going to like whisper the answer.
I wish.
And it's not like that at
Thank
all.
good, because mine isn't.
It's an energy. Like you ask the question and then it's about training your perceiving muscle.
Okay.
It's like, can I perceive the energy of what would feel lighter, more, you know, that would generate more?
Mm-hmm.
And then just following the energy, and that energy is going to solidify into an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Totally here for that.
These are my favorite. So
okay.
How does it get better than this?
Love it.
And this one you can use when something is going wrong or when something is going incredible.
I think I told you I used that during sex the other day.
That's right.
Like Justin said something and I was like, no. How can this feel even better?
Exactly.
Sorry, that's too much information. It's not on this show.
Especially as you're going into the whole sex theme
for your
conversations.
Yeah, that's right.
It's perfect. So this one is, what would it take to change this?
Okay. That seems very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're feeling like you don't like your job, there's something about your relationship that you don't like. There's something
or just dwelling on something that you really would like to change.
Yeah.
What would it take to change this?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one is classic. What else is possible?
Yeah.
And that's really where you open yourself up to choice.
Yeah.
It's great. What would it take for this to turn out even better than I could have imagined?
Yes.
That one's great. This is amazing for the morning. I love this question. Who am I today and what glorious adventures am I going to have?
Oh my God,
and just forget it. I mean, yeah, I have my calendar that I plan, you know, the night before, but I also allow myself to ask this question and just like, oof. Who am I going to meet? What's going to happen?
Are you sharing these on social media? You need to. You need to have one every day. Like
I know.
Today's question.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What would it take to have an orgasmic living?
Ooh.
I started asking myself this 2 months ago, and then we said yes to a sailing trip in the Turkey Riviera. And I was like, fuck it.
When is that? You already did it?
Yeah, no, it's next week.
It's next week?
Yeah. What energy? Oh, this is great.
What was that last one? What would it take to say yes to orgasmic living? Or what would it take?
What would it take to have?
To have orgasmic living. Okay. What would it take to have orgasmic? You have to send me this. I have to.
I'll share this note with you.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to be out of control, definition, limitation, structure, and significance with total ease and anything that doesn't allow that I can uncreate and destroy.
I love it.
That was in Spanish, so I was translating.
These, I want to write some of these on my post-it notes, like, because I have so many in my bathroom and I feel like they've gotten a little stale, like affirmations.
Yeah.
And I want to just redo them and start like questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the kitchen, you have some for like, I have that. Totally.
Do you do that?
No, I have them here.
Yes.
And then.
Well, you're pretty entrenched in the habit.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been working
I'm not there
muscle.
Yet. I think I've got like.
But
the
you can choose that you are.
Yes, you can.
You can choose now. Like I'm doing it.
That's
I'm
right.
doing the question. And then you become aware. You catch yourself and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, question. Exactly. Yeah.
That's how
and
I
don't
myself.
Beat yourself up when you catch yourself. You just like change it.
Well,
oh, how can I slip more into this, you know, beautiful space of feeling good and loving myself?
You know, I transitioned my whole coaching philosophy for fitness into embodiment. So when I was coaching people, I don't have a container right now, but when I was coaching people, it was all about them embodying the energy of being fit. And it was their definition of doing that and building their own habits and how they were speaking to themselves, to people. So they're like, no, I'm on a diet, instead of, no, I eat healthy. I'm a healthy person. I make healthy choices.
My lifestyle is one of wellness.
It's a totally different energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more a contribution over like this discipline pushing, needing to be something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think same I mean, I learned that from that experience, but now here, that's why it's made it so easy for me to adopt these techniques and tools because I'm just a conscious person. Like, that's who I
That's
am.
right. I'm just a conscious person.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm aware, I acknowledge when, I need to pivot, and that's just how I be.
That's
So
just
this is
how I
the
be.
invitation for everyone to just choose that
Yes.
embodiment.
Just choose that. Is that what you mean when you say be money?
Yeah.
What does that exactly look like? Because that's a little confusing for me.
So this is a little bit of a rabbit hole, but let's keep it
Okay.
concise.
Okay, be as
So
concise as you can.
when I was thinking about money and just receiving money, like because I was doing a lot of coaching, so it was like a lot of time and just like, okay, I receive money for my time with me. And there was a point where I got burned out by it, and then I started to discover like, well, like what else can I do? And that was a question running, like, what else can I do? So it was constant, like, what else do I need to learn to do to receive? And whenever I picture the energy of money, I was receiving it from here and I was receiving it from here. And it had like this texture of like water and it was green. And I was like, man, there's so many considerations to receive money. It has to be green, it has to be like water, it has to come from here, from outside. So then I started learning this and then I started thinking, well, how can I be money? And I became aware of the persona that I had in my head of what money was and all the judgments I had around it. It was a man, it was tall, it was super successful, it felt intimidating, like all these things started to like come out and I was like, wow. So interesting. Okay, how can I merge with that? Because then I just kind of switched it to, oh, that's my masculine. Why is it outside of me? How can I be my own? And so being money for me means, okay, I have it already integrated that energy within me. Now the decisions that I make are from being money. Somebody for me,
I
that
like
way.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the way that I perceive
That makes
money is
sense.
somebody that's conscientious, somebody that is generous. Like the qualities that I feel that I am, being fully abundant, fully prosperous, and just receiving because I contribute so much with what I share, with who I am, just by being myself and my energy and how I am happy and joyful. Like, abundance is not just monetarily or the currency. It's also like how much you activate somebody else when they're in your presence, how much they feel abundant because you are there. How much permission do you give others to be that just by your presence of being very welcoming, nice, kind, and all that stuff. So that's what to me means to be money, to be that magnetic force of allowance and receiving.
Because when you think about it, like what money actually represents, when you get down to it, it represents security, freedom, some really beautiful needs, right? Like things that we desire. And so why can't you just be those things if that's really what the money is, right? If it's freedom, it's security, if it's joy, if it's something like that,
Yeah.
then you are those things.
Well, but you see, that's when we fall into, again, the judgments and considerations, emotions and feelings, because when you say security or freedom, it may bring up an emotion that maybe you don't perceive because emotions are just like colors, that color and experience. So like when you say security, I feel like, oh my God, that feels boring, right? So it's like it's being mindful and aware of that, of like the considerations. Oh, what judgments am I putting on this? Can I just be money for being myself and not putting myself in a category that I need to be something to receive it? Can I just receive it just because?
I like that.
Can I just receive it just
I
because?
mean, hell
Because
yeah.
you love podcasting and you love talking, you can just receive money because you do that, right?
Yeah.
There are no considerations. Now,
Great.
there are requirements, right? Like what en there are energetic requirements to receive more, to expand. And that's where the choosing comes about too, being aware that, oh, what energy is required for me to receive seven figures? from doing something that I love. And then you wait for the energy to be perceived. Oh, this. And then choose. Oh, this. And then choose. But choosing from the place of contribution. That's how we're tying all, we mean all the points together.
Can I ask, what is the easiest and most fun energy for me to perceive?
Totally.
Can I slip some qualitative things in there? Because I want it to be easy and fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So then you're able to pull the energy
specific
with those things. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah. Okay, well, as we're wrapping up, is there anything we missed? Anything you really wanted to get to today or anything that you want to like reiterate before we go?
Well, I think we cover a lot.
We covered a lot.
Oh, I'm so happy with this conversation.
Yay!
First of all, I want to thank you for this opportunity. That
you were fabulous.
That it lined up so perfectly.
Me too.
And I'm making space for doing retreats about this exact thing.
Cool.
So I want to help people get certified in the bars because it's a tool that they can do for themselves, for their family. They don't have to do it for money. Like as a practitioner, they can just do it.
That's what I do with Reiki.
Yeah.
I do it for myself every single day, or Justin, or, you know, beam it to my kids or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready for that to like
expand. Ooh, good. I should probably do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to be in Bali.
Oh my gosh. So, fabulous.
Yeah. I'm telling you, things, once you start choosing, things start lining up really quickly. So,
yeah.
So yeah, that's just a little announcement that I want to make.
Oh, and good.
Yeah. But other than that, I think we cover a lot.
Okay, good.
There's a lot of good information for everyone.
So much. And I'm going to put some of those questions in the show notes. Yes. And then you also have some new guides out too, one on food prep and fat loss.
Yeah. So I have one that's 7 rules for fat loss. The other one is 30 days to fat loss. That's more of a training program where I'm sharing everything that I've learned on how to train
cool.
in a way that expands your training experience and mm-hmm. also trim the fat.
Okay.
And then the other one is meal prepping for fat loss.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So those are all available on your link in bio, I think.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. And I'll put that in the show notes too. Sweet. For your store. Everybody can get those. They're not expensive, right?
Not at all.
What are they, like $30?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. And that's that. I think that's it. How can everybody find you?
So my Instagram is the best way to go. I'm by Coach Orla.
Mm-hmm.
And
O-R-L-A.
O-R-L-A. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the show notes too.
Yeah.
So. Good. Go anything else? Nope. That's the best way.
That's the best way right
good.
Now. I keep it simple.
But keep it simple. It's so easy.
Yeah.
So good. Well, I can't thank you enough. Like this was so fun. And I feel like it's right up my alley because it's simple. You can just let things go and ask, like, how can I ask better questions and open myself up to more possibilities?
Yes.
I'm so here for it. So
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's stuff we can put into practice right now.
Right away.
Like literally right now.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of tools.
Everything that we spoke about, people can just keep watching this podcast and just keep digesting some of the tools. Everything that we talked about today, they can implement it right away.
I feel like I'm going to write down some of the questions on post-it notes and then like start to really develop my question asking
yeah.
habits and abilities.
For sure.
What energy can I generate to ask better questions?
And you know what? I started by just doing it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was setting my body and myself for being more aware, just paying more attention.
So. I make Justin do it too. Do you make JC do it?
Oh, yeah.
And so y'all go back and forth.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Like
he's
we'll start
so
doing it and we'll be like, oh, how can this get even better? How can this? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is.
No, the other day I was kind of consumed by something and he like started like facilitating me and I'm like, wow. I've trained you well. I was so proud. I'm like, thank you for getting me like out of this funk.
Oh, that's so good. Justin does the same thing for
yeah.
me. It's so nice to have a partner because I could tell when we were together the other night, like he really listens to you. Like
yeah.
he, like when you talk, his like eyes perk up and he's just like, that's so nice to see, you
yeah.
know? Like beautiful. So
thanks.
Anyway, well, congratulations on all this. I'm excited
you.
About your retreat. I'm excited about everything. And I'm just so grateful to have had this conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and it was
you.
So interesting and helpful. So I encourage everybody to go follow Orla, Coach Orla, and tune into all this stuff and get those questions on point because mm-hmm. we're going to keep talking about those. I know like when I learn something like this that I'm really implementing, you're going to hear it again and again on the show. So I'm excited to see how that develops. And if it's developing for you, please reach out to me and tell me. I want to share those things that are going on with you, how your life is bettering. So you can comment on Spotify if you're listening there. Otherwise, you can always DM me at Real Amy Edwards, or you can reach out where, I mean, like you can literally sign up for my newsletter and respond to the newsletter anytime and tell me what's going on. Sometimes people do, and it makes me so happy. Or put it in your review the show. It helps so much. And we've been trying to build those up. So anyway, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to our guest, Orla Perez. And thank you so much just for showing up for yourself. Please share this with a friend too. I think that's the best thing. I always say this at the end too, because that's where like so much growth happens. Because we're showing the universe that we mean it when you put it out even further. Like me saying that about weight loss today, like that's like energy and power in the direction that you want to move. So anyway, I think that's really exciting. So the things we share really matter. So I love you so much. Thank you for being here. I don't think there's anything else I want to share before we go. I just love you so much. And till next time.
This has been the Amy Edwards Show from Overcome Studios. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And thank you so much for being here. Sign up for our newsletter at amyedwards.com.